What's going on, everybody? I'm Patrick. We got Glenn and Karma. We're the products of public school, and this is a shorty.
All right, guys. So I figured we love Reader's Digest. We love to laugh at them because their content is so absolutely ridiculous that I found this article. It is called Food Jokes Almost Everyone Will Find Funny.
They have almost in the title.
Yes, it actually says.
So they're not even too sure about their own jokes.
They're not aiming for the stars on this one.
No, the best part is even when they say they're guaranteed to be funny, they're not funny.
They're not funny.
This is going to be great.
This is a step down from that.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. There's three of us here. Almost everyone should mean at least two people find it funny, right?
Let's say one.
That's almost.
Let's go with one here. Let's not set the bar that high. This is RD.
If they get two, I'll be shocked.
Okay, so two, we'll just call it funny. One, they hit their goal, almost.
No, almost everybody would be two.
But Glenn wants to lower the bar.
No, it's RD.com. We need to lower the bar, right, Patrick.
But so, they're unintentionally funny sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, because we make them funny.
But we're laughing at them, not with them.
There's a difference. There is a difference.
All right, so these are food jokes, okay? So you would want to say these at dinner, on a date. You would want to, you go to, you know, a restaurant, say it to the waitress.
You're at a food expo.
Pat, you're a bartender. Someone orders food from you. They could say this to you and you would almost find it funny.
Food-related jokes, guys. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So the very first one, what's the best way to burn veggies? Roast them.
Is that a joke? You don't burn it by roasting it. You're roasting it.
I really do love roasted vegetables.
Do you know the best way to burn a vegetable? Burn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dumb. That's not even funny. Roasted vegetables are great, but that's not burning them.
So if someone said that to you at work, what would your response be?
I wouldn't have one. I'd just stare and then just nod my head and walk away.
Pat, you got to read this one.
Okay.
What condiments adds the most kick? Horseradish. Ooh, ba-dum.
Look out, Carrot Top. Don't steal that one.
Once again, I think most people would look at you and say, what?
These aren't even good dad jokes.
These are the jokes that are on the kids' menu.
Oh.
That's so true.
Definitely right.
So
like at a Denny's or some sort of IHOP.
That might be Applebee's. That might be where they got
Big
these.
Boy.
I'm guessing so.
All right, Glenn.
Why are butchers so hilarious?
Why?
They always ham it up.
Boo. Get off the stage.
Right.
Then they have a pitcher that's not even ham. It's pancetta, it looks like. Prosciutto?
Or a really thin pork chop.
Is that prosciutto?
Probably.
Either way, it's ham.
It's Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
All right. Pat, you want to do this one?
Sure thing. What's the best food when you're so hungry you could eat a house?
What, Patrick?
Cottage cheese, walnuts, and a kitchen sink cookies?
Huh?
What are kitchen sink cookies? Is that a thing?
That's where they put all the shit in them, where it's just like everything. It's
isn't
like
that
walnuts,
just
almonds, chocolate, sprinkles.
Oh, those are delicious.
They just have everything.
Seriously,
yeah,
it's just everything. I didn't know what a kitchen sink cookie was.
They put in everything but the kitchen sink.
Your joke would bomb if someone looks at you and says, what's a kitchen sink cookie?
Yeah.
Well, the joke was bombing already much before that, though.
Hang on. A joke is going to bomb if anybody has any questions afterwards.
Absolutely.
There's no joke.
Right. Yes. If you have to explain the joke, it's not funny. All right, Glenn.
No, you do this one.
All right. Why are chefs so harsh?
Why, Karma?
They're always beating eggs.
And their wives. That would have been funny.
Now it's funny.
Right, that's funnier now.
So I think we should read the jokes and then interpret them as ourselves and try to make them funny.
All right,
that might
works.
Be
okay, hang on.
Almost funny.
All right, so Glenn, go ahead and read the...
What is the most desirable kitchen appliance?
What, Glenn?
A hot plate, because she's smoking. By the way, it just ended at a hot plate.
Yeah, it's just a hot plate.
And even my addition didn't help.
So your plate is attractive?
Yeah, sexy.
Maybe it's got one of those naked chicks on it or something.
I know what a hot plate is, but what is like a
hot... It's because it's hot, like attractive. That's supposed to be funny. That's what I'm trying to say, is you find your plate attractive?
Whoa.
Right.
You're not picking me up with that line if you're into dishware.
No, it's not a funny joke or a pickup line.
It's not. All right, who's next?
Which friends should you always take out to dinner?
Who?
Your taste buds.
Oh, God.
Pat's embarrassed just reading that.
That was not good. It's not good at all. I have to do that right here. There it is. Taste buds.
Oh, this is so bad. How do you make a recipe pop with ginger?
How, Glenn?
Play Spice Girl songs while you cook.
That's fucking bad.
And that's even a reference for the 90s. Like,
that's just really bad.
I
was just
going to say, I doubt anyone under the age of 30 would understand that joke.
Because the Spice Girls came and then they went.
But that's when we were in, like, high school,
before that. Shit, I was in, like, middle and elementary. They were, it's like, 94, dude. Yeah,
a long time ago.
If you say this to our kids, Glenn.
Oh, so tell me what you want, what you really want. So tell me what you want.
You would have to do that for them to know who the Spice Girls were.
Even then, they wouldn't know
it. I don't think they would. All right, so I really don't think so.
That's not almost funny.
Yeah. It was, once again, a joke you have to explain.
Oh, Karma, this is perfect for you.
What kind of vegetable is known for spoiling?
I don't know. What kind?
A leek.
Not funny.
Why would it spoil? What kind of vegetable is, like, known for draining or something? You know what I mean? Why spoiling?
Which vegetable is known for leaking classified information to the press or giving classified information to the press?
An Adam Schiff.
Foul, because we both had that. High five.
What was it? Ray was too, wasn't he, the FBI guy?
Oh, all of them
every last Jesus. One. Yeah.
The shorty's going downhill real fast.
It absolutely is. Then we have Patrick. You're up.
What's the best food to eat before a workout?
What, Patrick?
Mussels.
Well,
why wouldn't you get that after the workout?
What food would you
eat rather than
working out? Muscle. You don't eat mussels.
What food would you eat while you're running a treadmill?
Mussels. I don't know. I don't. What food would you eat while bench pressing?
What muscles? Food would you eat to avoid going to the gym?
But if muscles,
you made it funny. What food would you eat?
Well, it still wasn't funny.
But you made it almost funny.
Almost funny.
It wasn't funny. It was almost funny.
All right, let's see. Glenn, you are up next. I really like the title being very accurate. It's almost funny, it's not really, but it's almost. Go ahead, Glenn.
Oh my God. What should you do if your soup is too hot?
What?
Add a chili pepper.
That's almost
even
funny.
Both sides, that it doesn't one, work though.
It's almost funny.
At least it kind of makes sense though. Chili pepper.
It's almost funny.
But it would just make your food hot.
It's not funny. It's almost funny. Yep.
Yeah.
I got a good one. Congratulations, me.
That's a better title than 20 bad jokes.
Hang on, Pat. Pat, don't worry.
About food.
Right, I got a knock knock joke for you, buddy.
All right, go for it.
No, I got one for you. Go ahead.
Oh, knock knock.
Who's there?
Tofu. Sorry, we don't serve tofu.
Oh! That's how you do the walk-off.
But at the same time, you know what?
Mic drop right there.
It sounds like they're being like, we don't serve your kind.
Yeah.
We don't serve tofu.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. What part of a meal makes you the most sleepy?
I don't know, Karma. What does?
A napkin.
Oh, that's...
Oh, no.
Gotta
hit him with it.
Yeah, I have to. I gotta get it up.
I don't even think my 13-year-old would say that.
No.
Because even he knows not to be that unfunny.
What's the main ingredient in canned laughter?
No, laughter.
Canned laughter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm out of it. What is the main ingredient in canned laughter?
What, Glenn?
Processed cheese.
Nope.
Wait, I don't get
funny.
It.
I don't either. That processed cheese. What is canned cheese?
Canned
or what
laughter?
About processed cheeses with laughter? Do you laugh at cheese?
Laughing cow?
Is cheese funny?
I literally haven't got any of these, so yeah.
That
I couldn't even read it. It was so bad.
Maybe they're just too complex for our type.
Yeah, right?
They're just so deep that we don't get them.
All right, we got a couple more?
Yes, we sure do, sir. What is the most dangerous recipes?
I don't know, Karma.
Ones that call for squashes and whipped cream.
That's not even almost funny.
No, I don't even.
I don't understand.
Wait, what?
Isn't this supposed to be funny?
No, it's supposed to be almost funny.
That's not even that, though, right?
But what does it mean? What are the most dangerous recipes? Ones that call for squashes.
What's so dangerous about a squash?
Because you're squashing them.
Squash what? What?
Oh, but then what's the whipped cream?
Whipped. Why is it being whipped is dangerous?
Oh, whipped. Yeah. Okay.
But how is that dangerous?
Because you don't want to be whipped.
And you already been squashed.
Yeah, you're squashing. Oh. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
It still doesn't make
sense. It's not even
no,
almost
it
funny.
It does not make sense.
Three adults to figure out all that joke.
And by adults, I mean we are the products of public school for a reason.
True. Right. We need a private school person to sit on this show when we do RD jokes.
Let's do two more. Let's get two more.
Well, you got this one.
All right. Man is eating just like school.
No, when?
Oh, when is leaving?
Public school.
Oh, I was
right
reading
there.
Up the top thing up there.
This segment is just...
I like it.
When is eating just like school?
When, Patrick?
When you have three or four courses.
Wait, wow.
Don't you have more than four courses in a school?
Yeah.
We have seven periods?
Yeah.
7 hours?
Yeah.
But...
That's not almost funny. That's factually wrong. That's just factually wrong.
Oh, I got a good in here. You guys are about to crack up.
I'm ready.
I'm going to save this entire shorty right here with this great joke by RD.com.
Okay, so the audience is silently...
Pins and needles.
Waiting. Yeah, we are on edge.
This
Glenn,
we need to get a drum roll.
We definitely do. Glenn is taking
and some
the stage.
Booing.
The lights just started going up.
Right.
He's in the spotlight.
Deep breath.
You have one chance to win... Stand-up comedy.
I got it, too.
Best stand-up joke. Comedy USA. The stand-ups.
Comedy
new
Jam.
New Netflix. Comedy Jam. Right.
I need silence in the peanut gallery.
All right.
Shh. What's an omnivore's favorite food?
What, Glenn?
Zucchini.
Woo! Oh! That was almost funny.
Hit him with it.
I was right there on you. I had you.
All that build-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was worth it. You want to do one more, Pat?
How do you ask a foodie out to dinner?
How, Pat?
Say, let us meet for a date.
Wow.
That, if it's a legit foodie, they might be okay with that.
But a legit foodie would not want regular iceberg lettuce.
Isn't foodie a more acceptable way to say fat person?
No.
Foodies are douchey.
I went to a food club.
Oh,
I actually,
like a foodie place.
It was amazing. Like, what they do is they take tours of lesser known restaurants.
Right.
And so every single week it's a different restaurant that you've never heard of. And you just all go, a bunch of strangers, and just sit down and eat together. And it's a ton of fun.
That sounds awful. I'd do it.
No, like you don't got to talk to everyone. Like,
oh, okay.
Like I would bring you guys. We just all go
it's
there.
It's a big communal place to go eat something real cool.
Yeah. You just get a whole table.
Or you could just text me the address.
I would rather
go
do that than read these jokes again.
Absolutely. All right. Let's finish it with one more. Glenn, do it up.
Oh God, this is bad too. If we're gonna kill this show, we're just gonna kill it.
Here we go.
Down in
Let's
flames
do it.
Right now.
How do you truly savor a hot dog?
How, Glenn?
With relish.
That was almost funny.
No, that was so bad.
That was almost.
That was so god awful. I felt bad
relish
reading it.
And savor your hot dog. I want to relish your hot dog, Glenn. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds pretty gay, Pat.
It really does. It sounds like a name of porn.
It does. Relish your hot dog.
Relish your hot dog.
That is all the time that we have here for this
Thank
shorty.
Thank God.
If you want to hear more stuff like this, you can always follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Filth from the 80s. You can also find the Products of Public School on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Castro, Castbox, and Podchaser, along with iHeartRadio as well.
Hey, guys.
Good luck finding us.
What's the most relaxing type of pasta?
What?
Spaghetti. Take us out, Pat.
That is bad. For Glenn, Karma, and myself, we'll see you on the internet.
Bye, guys.